Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Brady and the Bucks survived 28-24 versus the Jets, but the story of the game was Antonio Brown. AB took his helmet and shoulder pads off in the third quarter and stormed off the field, waving to fans as he left. Now, after the game, Bruce Arians told our own Jay Glazer that he tried to get AB to go back into the game twice for the second half, but the receiver refused. And then the coach went on to tell the media that Brown is, quote, no longer a Buck. Shannon, is his career over or will he get another chance?
No, I believe he'll get another chance. Time will pass and someone will convince themselves that AB has changed and he'll get another shot. Tom Brady brought Antonio Brown into his home. Because Tom Brady, the most important thing to Tom Brady is winning football games. And that's what's important. I would say 85% of the football teams is to win ball games. AB is still productive. AB still can play at a very high level. AB can be a number one receiver on a lot of ball clubs. Skip, this wasn't Antonio Brown's worst transgression. It was his latest. We got an opportunity to see.
It was the ugliest public transgression.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
And guess what? What you and I know, people in NFL circles know even more. And they still signed him. Mm. Oakland knew everything that man had done in Pittsburgh. New England knew everything that man had done in Oakland and Pittsburgh. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers knew everything that man had done in New England, Oakland, and Pittsburgh. And what he had going on off the field. He got a fake vaccine card. Even after Bruce Arians said it was a zero tolerance policy.
Yep.
And he kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could play. That's how it works. Not just in pro sports, Skip. It's like that in normal society. If somebody can do a job at a high level and it can make a company money, that person, he or she, is going to get more opportunities. That's just the way it is. Somebody's going to convince themselves AB has changed. Probably take a year. He probably may have to sit out the rest of this year, maybe half of next year. Somebody gonna give him a shot. Because they'll say, man, you know, AB, he done changed. He changed. And the people is gonna make some more excuses for him. But I just wanna know, man, Twitter, y'all quiet today. Mm. Y'all ain't making no excuses for him today. After what Skip said, a source that spoke to him said that. He told Tom Brady, oh, you going to your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all was talking about the man said his foot was hurting. Then you said it was about the incentives. So y'all get together and come out with the story that y'all want to put out to condone his behavior so you can keep it going instead of putting it on the responsibility belongs on. Mm-hmm. Yes, Skip, there have been people that have enabled, that has been complicit.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, fault lies in the individual.
Yep.
Antonio Brown is solely responsible for his behavior. And far too many times, people have looked the other way because he can go get you 1,800 yards. He can get you 130 catches. He can get you 15 touchdowns. This is who he is. Y'all didn't want to believe it.
You well might be right about everything you just said. History would scream at you, somebody will give him another shot.
Yeah.
Although my friend Chad Ochocinco at that point, they finally just said, okay, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go home and you're going to have to stay home because nobody's going to take another shot.
Right.
Was he as productive as AB has been with Tom? Nope.
No.
He was not.
Mm-hmm.
In his year at New England, he's kind of an afterthought.
Right.
Tom threw him one ball in the Super Bowl just so he could catch a ball in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of Chad. I'm going to lean this morning toward our man, Jarrett Bell. He's covered pro football almost as long as I have for USA Today.
Yeah, I know Jared.
Jared concluded, we've had him on the show a number of times, but he concluded this morning in the piece that he wrote, that's it, game over. I'm going to lean that way. Again, you might be right because history is on your side. Mm-hmm. But AB is going to play next year at 34 years of age. So there's some diminishing returns going on here. And he's had this ankle issue that has plagued him all year. And even though Bruce Arians, BA, tried to sell in the preseason, he's fresher and quicker. Because remember, he got his knee scoped in the offseason. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Pittsburgh Lightning from him this year. I saw pretty good.
Yeah.
I saw the ability to catch 10 balls on 15 targets 2 weeks ago against
Carolina. He's still a guy that, if in a right system, could probably catch somewhere between 75 and 100 balls.
Okay,
he's well still good. Now, he's not going to give you 1,500 yards anymore. He can't give you that. But he can give you, 100 catches, 10 yards a catch.
Now, let's look at transgressions that GMs will have to consider and owners' wives will have to consider.
Uh-huh.
What happened at Pittsburgh? This is a bedrock, cornerstone foundation
of
the league.
Coach, the Rooneys.
The Rooneys and Mike Tomlin, I keep telling you, he's my favorite guy. I know they've struggled.
He bears some responsibility.
He does, but again.
But look at the receivers behave since AB left. Look at Juju. Look at Claypool.
I got it.
Look at those guys, McCloud.
So did Mike let AB kind of run all over him at the end?
Yes, he did.
He did. But they fell completely apart. And remember, Mike Tomlin finally sent him home. Remember, he came to play and showed up to get dressed for a game. And Mike said, no, go home.
After he had to send him home early in the week. For why? Because he threw a football at Ben Roethlisberger.
He did.
That's when Mike Tomlin drew the short, not coming to practice, showing up late for meeting, giving him your butt to kiss. It was when he threw the football at Big Ben that Mike Tomlin said, I had enough.
Correct. We had our man James Harrison sit right here. That next week. And what did James say? He had A.B. over at his house. Mm-hmm. They'd gone back and forth. And A.B. was acting wild. And even James said he needs some help. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And that was the first public pronouncement from somebody very close to him saying he just needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever really get any help? I don't think so. No. I might not know, but I don't think he ever did.
Didn't he say, he talked to somebody one offseason, I think, before he went to Tampa. I think he said he had.
Well, next came New England. And what happened?
New England to Oakland, Skip.
I'm sorry, Oakland first. I left out Oakland. How dare I leave out Oakland? So they signed him, and John Gruden said, you're our guy. And they gave him a lot of money.
Gave him $30 million.
Yep. And Mike Mayock's all in. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it blows up during Hard Knocks, during camp. Right. It just blows all to hell.
Didn't he come in a hot air balloon or something?
Yes, he did. Out in Napa. Yeah. Okay. And what happens? It degenerates into he has a shouting match with poor Mike Mayock and calls him a cracker. insulted him. Fine. Okay. But it just blew up. And that's the end of that. There are about 15 incidents inside that blow-up, right? Okay. Then Tom says, well, I love him. I bring him up here.
Right.
Let's try it. He comes up for a game against Miami, the team where he grew up, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and has a big opening game against mm-hmm. Miami. And right away, he goes after one of his accusers in a text, and she goes to Sports Illustrated with it, and it becomes public, and Robert Kraft is horrified, and AB winds up taking a public Twitter shot at Robert Kraft, a personal shot. Mm-hmm. Remember this?
Yes, I do.
And that's the end of that deal.
Yep.
That lasted about 15 minutes, mm-hmm. right? And then finally, Tom says, I love him. I got to have him in Tampa. And he goes to Tampa. And by all accounts, he was on his best behavior for that. It was eight games, the back eight, right?
Yes.
Because he had to serve an eight-game suspension. And it worked. A lot because of Brady, and I think AB really committed because he didn't have a ring and he got a ring. And then you know and I know what happened here. Fake vax card, zero tolerance, nope. Tom Brady said, AB, I got to have him, I got to have him. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I overrule you. And you recreated, as you said earlier, the monster. And Brady enabled AB, he empowered AB, he basically handed him the keys to the kingdom and said, you are our savior, we need you, we don't have Chris Godwin, you got to be that guy, and then that happened yesterday. So if you're a GM or an owner's wife, and you look at this with these sexual assault allegations, sexual misconduct allegations are numerous, and you say, really? Do you want to really try it? Because it's almost inevitable what will happen unless he could show you or convince you he did get counseling, right?
Skip, it doesn't matter. They want to win. Skip, the Cowboy's son, Jerry Jones, even after the daughter, even after everybody said, don't do it, Jerry, what did he do? Because that man had 16 sacks the year before.
Yep.
He was first team All-Pro, and he was 26 years of age.
Yep.
If you can help a team win, they're going to look past that. They're going to look past what their daughter say, what their wife's going to say. Now, there's only one situation. I can recall the Patriots draft a guy. And Myra Kraft, rest her soul, Mr. Kraft's wife, said, honey, you got to do away with him. And they cut him. They did that. That's the only time that I, off the top of my head. Now, if there's other instances out there, Skip, I don't know about. But I know that happened. But at the end of the Skip, all these other transgressions was there. Tampa knew about these transgressions off the field. New England knew about these transgressions off the field.
Yep.
And they signed him anyway. Why? Because he could play.
What do you always say? Production.
Production
tolerance.
And tolerance.
Yep.
As long as production is up here, tolerance will also be up here. But tolerance will never be above production. I guarantee you, if AB had done that and he had Devontae Adams or Cooper Kupp number, they'd like, okay, we're going to suspend him for a game, but we're going to be right for the playoffs.
Well, I thought that was going to happen yesterday.
That's how it works.
Yep.
AB was giving you Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson numbers.
Yep.
We're going to suspend him for a game. But he'd be right back for the playoffs.
Suspend him for Carolina, back for the first
Remember
home
what Mike game. Tomlin said when he did Facebook Live?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin said, we're not going to punish ourselves.
Mm.
AB said, hold on. Okay. Mm. I kind of got a little power here. Mm-hmm. I can act a fool and you not going to do anything because y'all need AB.
That is true.
So let me just keep it going. Guess what? I ain't going to come to meetings either. As a matter of fact,
by the way, not only did they keep it going, they gave him his money.
Yes!
We had him on the show.
Which I said was a mistake.
You said it was a mistake.
You
told him that to his face.
Skip, let me ask you a question, Skip. If a man's making $3 million and he's acting a fool, give him double that. What you think he going to be? He going to become a bigger fool.
Mm.
Skip, if you a clown and you give a clown money, he buy more makeup. He want to become a bigger clown.
That is correct, and he did.
Yes! Skip, this is who he is. He's been this way for a decade. And everybody's like, nah, that ain't him. That ain't him. Shannon, you hating. Shannon, you just, I don't know why you bringing the black man down. Mm-hmm. If every Shannon, oh, why you killing the messenger? Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing about AB's behavior? Just me and the other guys that's talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
So we the problem. Not him. Us. We. Talk about it. We the problem. The media.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm sorry, I have finally concluded more trouble than worth. That's okay. What I think.
When did you get to that point? So he took him taking his shirt off and throwing his pants for you to say nothing.
Who picked the Buccaneers to win it all back to back?
You did.
I did. So I'm right in Brady's camp here. I'm like, you got to try. You got to give me a little more rope, a little more rope. Got to try.
But Skip, you know how hard it is.
No.
So you pinned your hope on AB being on his best behavior. For not 1 year, but for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And right away, I hear about a fake back scarred. It's a felony offense. If that's not shattering zero tolerance, I don't know what could.
But he's Bree Hay said, I don't care what y'all think. I'm doing what's in the best interest of the team. AB can help my team win. I'm trying to win games. Okay, I'll let y'all worry about that. I let the CDC, I let Health and Human Services, or whomever else. We're not in the business.
Ugh.
Of trying to promote what you should and shouldn't do. We're trying to win football games here, Skip. So this is where we are. It should have never gotten to this point. They could have gotten to AB before he became, when he was just Antonio Brown, and everybody called him Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
That's when you rein it in.
That's true.
Because once they go by initials, it's too late. It's over.
Yep. T-O.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go, Skip, with your bullshit.
No mercy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Cowboys fell to the Cardinals yesterday, 25-22, sliding to the number 4 seed in the NFC in the process. However, with a win and some help next weekend, Dallas could still climb up to the number 2 or number 3 seed heading into the postseason, which would likely mean they could avoid the Rams and Cardinals in the first round. Now, Shannon, I want to hear if you think the Cowboys will be one and done in the playoffs, but first, we wanted to give you a moment to speak about your former coach, Dan Reeves, who we sadly lost over the weekend.
Yeah, Skip. That was my first NFL coach.
Yep.
And Dan Reeves believed me when no one else did. He believed so much in me that he drafted me in the 7th round, and somehow he liked me so much he forgot to cut me. And he created a position for me that I could stay on the team. Mm. And he always told me, he said, son, you're too big, too fast, too strong not to make it in this league. Mm. And it really hurt because I stayed in contact with him, Skip, even after he left the Broncos and even after he retired from the NFL. I would bump into him from time to time in Atlanta where he resided. This really hurt, Skip, because he was a great man. I don't know how well you knew Coach Reeves.
Very well.
But he was just a great man, Skip.
Yep.
He was, man, this really hurt me because he was always so proud of me. And so many people have reached out to me and told me just what he thought of me. Some things that he never really shared with me himself, but he told other people that I was one of his favorites. And I'm just so sad. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the Reeves family, his wife, Pam, and I know his son-in-law, Joe DeCamillis. He and I used to work out together. He was the strength and conditioning coach. So, Dan, I appreciate everything you've done for me. Rest in peace, Coach.
Rest in peace to a man that I got to know very well when I covered the Tom Landry Cowboys because he was the offensive coordinator. And he was as tough as they came.
He was.
But he was as fair as they came.
Yes.
And his players knew his heart was big. It was tough, but it was big.
Yes.
And I tried to help him repeatedly get a head coaching job. And I don't know if you remember this. It was a little before your time. But he failed about 8 times. He came in second.
Yes.
And finally, he got your job.
Yep.
And it was fateful. He got your job because if somebody else gets your job, I don't know what happens to you, right?
That probably doesn't happen.
You just don't know. It's fate. It's like, thank you, God, for that one.
Yep.
And thank you, God, for Dan Reeves. And my thoughts and definitely my prayers are with his family.
Thank you. And back to your Cowboys, Skip. Do I still think the Cowboys would be one and done? Yes, I told you this. I said it's all going to be about the match.
Well, you were starting to fluctuate.
I was starting to fluctuate. You know what I'm saying?
You're starting to prevaricate.
I'm like cryptocurrency. Yep. Well, I mean, one moment I might be way up, and next minute so right now I'm way up. I'm feeling good
last
about
this. Last week you got to, it depends who they draw.
Right.
Okay, but now you're just like one and done. It doesn't matter.
Guess who it looks like you're going to draw?
It could be those same guys again.
It looks like it could be the Rams because if the Rams lose and the Cardinals win, you're going to get the Rams.
Okay.
So.
Bring them on.
Bring them out.
Yep.
It's going to be over for you. Mm. Skip, this is not a good matchup for you guys. It's almost like you forget, like, Kyler Murray really wants to run the football. You can't lose contain on him, Skip. He's not a guy, Skip, that you can run past. Because if you run past him, he'll jump out the window and he's going to take off running. And he's not your typical quarterback, Skip. He can he can chew up. That's not Tom Brady running, Skip. He can chew up ground in a hurry. Mm. The problem that you guys have, as long as you can generate turnover, Skip, you can be fine because it's going to set your offense up on short fields. You probably get a scoop and score, get a pick six. The concerns, what happens if your defense doesn't get those, doesn't create those turnovers? Can your offense consistently drive down the field? Have you seen enough of that against a good team? I think the Rams are a very good team. I think the Rams could possibly be a great team. Stafford doesn't turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might create turnovers against Stafford.
Maybe.
Then all of a sudden, it's fair play, you guys are in business.
Yep.
But from what I've seen, Skip, I just haven't seen the consistency. In the second half of the season, that convinces me that you guys have what it takes to go to that next level.
Okay. So you are predicting right here, right now, they will lose their first playoff game at home. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. I'm hoping that you get Arizona or the Rams.
Okay. Well, it's got to be somewhere in there. Could be San Francisco as a long shot.
No, I don't want that.
You want Arizona or the Rams.
Yep, that's what I want.
I am hanging in. I am hanging on because I have believed in this team from the start.
No, you believed since you were a kid.
What's that?
You believed in this team since you was a kid.
But this year's team, I kept telling you,
they're different.
There's something different about this team, something special. Unfortunately, I'm riding the roller coaster because my team is still leading the NFL in points scored. But to your point, many of those points got generated by the defense by a short field.
Yeah.
At, a la Washington, what I came in the next day, I said, I'm a little concerned because short field, short field, short field, and Dak went bang, 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 and Kellen Moore was on fire calling plays
yes.
in the red
yes.
zone. Cash, cash, cash. Well, obviously, my defense will pick six you. It will short field you. It will block punch you for
yes.
a touchdown.
Yes.
And I saw a stat yesterday, 27 different Cowboys have scored touchdowns this year, and it's by far the most in the NFL. Well, a bunch of them are on defense or special
correct.
Teams, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here came Kyler Murray, and we went back and forth. He obviously grew up in the neighborhood. He's right there,
yeah.
and one is, well, he never lost a game in
right.
high school football. And you made the point, well, he says he didn't like the Cowboys. It just gets in your blood one way or the other, love or hate,
yeah,
but you're
yeah.
inspired playing against the Cowboys. I always say that little Aaron Jones in Green Bay, he just kills us because he's inspired because he grew up a Cowboy fan in El Paso and he just wants to play against Dallas. And everybody wants to play on that stage in that building because it's a national stage
yeah.
on which you feel like great concerts, Final Fours, great boxing matches, you know, whatever it is, it takes place in Jerry World. So it's not really the Cowboys' home. It's the nation's home. It's one of the big stages, a destination stage. So Kyler goes in there, and I thought it was a virtuoso that he played yesterday against a hot defense. He cooled them off because he did not turn the ball over. He threw one pass when he got rushed by Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. I just tweeted, I love to see Micah covering downfield. Not, because he just kept covering downfield. If we could see that one throw where Micah roared off the edge and got right in Kyler's little face and forced him to throw it up. That was it's another one. It's one in the end zone. I'm not sure we're doing the right one here. Yeah, right. We'll get it in just a second. But anyway, it's the one that Jaron Curse has got in his
right.
hands.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
If you catch that one, maybe it stems the tide. Maybe it turns
well, you
the
take
momentum.
Points off the board.
You took three off the board for sure, and they lost by three.
Right.
Okay, so they're still leading the league in points scored, which shows you their capability. But here's my theory on this team. It is media motivated. It's just like the old Cowboys. They've always been media motivated or unmotivated. What happens almost predictably with this team? They have a losing streak and everybody gets way down on them because the pendulum swings from great to get them out of my sight.
Right.
Well, when it's get them out of our sight, they get motivated by it. And when you least expect it, they will explode on somebody because they say, what's Dak? He goes to the podium. I told you, you know,
right.
like, watch this. Uh-huh. We just showed you what we can be.
Right.
Well, now the pendulum's going to swing all the way back to get them out of our sight. Because when it goes the good way, what happened going into the Arizona game? Well, you thought they were going to win easily because Arizona was going south. And Dallas was, what, a five-point favorite?
Five-point favorite.
Okay, 5 points. Watch, if Arizona goes back for a playoff game in what's going to be two weeks. If they go back for one, watch Arizona be a 3-point favorite.
Because no, they'll still be favorite.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. If James Conner comes back and maybe they get their corners
maybe
healthy.
Maybe D-Hop.
I don't know. It's possible.
Can I ask you a question? I mean, your talented rookie said this is a statement game.
Mm-hmm.
Put the NFL on notice.
Yep.
Did y'all put the NFL on notice?
No. Well, he said we could, but they got to live up. They got to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so.
And you said there's no way to have a statement game because Arizona's not
right.
good enough.
So,
right?
So what am I supposed to take from this? If they didn't win this game and put the NFL on notice, what am I supposed to deduce from what I saw?
You're supposed to write them off. You're supposed to ridicule them because I need you to be part of that media motivation because Mike McCarthy can't motivate them. I'm afraid Dak Prescott, he's now taking over that sideline huddle before the game. Rah, 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 rah,
right.
rah. Here we go, 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 go.
Right.
He's screaming and yelling and almost hyperventilating. And it got you what? It got you off target for the first three quarters. They came out flat. But when you least expect it, when everybody writes them off, and by the way, you watch the predictions. If Kyler goes back there for a playoff game, everybody will predict Kyler will win that game. He is 9-0 in that building.
Yeah.
Counting his high
school
playoffs.
Well, normally when you go to the playoffs, Skip, you normally play good quarterbacks. They're not a Taysom Hill,
yep.
or Heineke, or Kyle Allen, or Mike Glennon,
yep.
or Jake Fromm on the opposing
okay.
team.
All right.
So you're normally going to have to face, you're going to have to see an Aaron Rodgers, a Tom Brady, a Matthew Stafford,
okay.
or Kyler Murray.
All right, I will predict right here, right now, if it is Arizona or Los Angeles, we will win that game.
I'm predicting
we will
you
rise
will not.
Up and win that
I'm
game.
I'm predicting you
I
will
just
not.
Believe it. You have seen the firepower on display.
Yep.
You have seen the star power yep. on display. If they come out, they have to play scared and play mad. That's how they play. Mm-hmm. When they're right, they can explode yeah. on teams.
Yeah, see, like yep. I've seen the firepower.
Yep.
I've also seen the smoldering nothing.
Yeah, you have.
The duds.
Okay, I got it. How many cases would you like to bet? I don't care who the opponent is. I'll bet you five cases right now Dallas wins its first game.
Yeah, you remember,
five.
Where? Who y'all? The first game?
Yep. First playoff game.
We'll see. Let me talk about it. Let me see.
Oh, somebody no. is running.
I'm not gonna let you get somebody get COVID and have to be out of this game. No, that's
five.
Not happening.
I got five cases. Okay. Still believe in my team right here, right now. Five cases against anybody. I don't care. Bring on the 49ers. You can bring them on.
If their starting quarterback is healthy.
Yep.
Not the 49ers. But if the starting quarterback is healthy for the Rams or Arizona. You got yourself.
Okay, bring on Matt Stafford, or bring on, we owe Kyler, and we will get even with
Kyler. What y'all owe Kyler?
The third time will be the charm.
What about that pep talk? Mm. I mean, do you dip Mike McCarthy get him going in preseason?
I have to give the pep talk sitting in this seat on the Friday before that game, and I will.
Y'all terrible.
Yep. No mercy.